How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Ideas so good they have to be mandatory. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Today, doctors at the Federal Communicable Disease Center acknowledge the flu vaccine and the recommended dosage is ineffective, while in a larger dose, it can be harmful. However, the flu vaccine is still recommended.
Last month, a Senate subcommittee headed by Abraham Ribicoff charged that the federal government wasn't doing a good enough job of informing the public about ineffective vaccines.
Scientists at the Division of Biologic Standards test vaccines for their potency and safety before licensing them for public use. However, the division does not determine the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is left to the manufacturers. A case in point is the influenza vaccine. Four scientists in charge of work on the flu vaccine during the 1960s found it to be ineffective, said they refused to give it to their own families. Two were transferred to other work, a third left the division. And over the entire 10-year period, not one word of their unfavorable findings was allowed to be published. That was 3 years after the division's own scientists had pointed out the danger. Dr. Murray justifies the use of the vaccine by saying it took 3 years to examine the evidence against it.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent. It's more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.
For 3 years, American troops were injected with a cold-preventing vaccine, which was causing cancer in laboratory animals.
Should we be thinking about mandating the flu vaccine?
I'm a believer in it. I think there's no downside.
There's no downside of having government agents with guns force you to take it.
Let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
You just having problems with this. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay. How about you talk?
Somebody played with the microphone things. So that coming in, part of that was Bill Gates, who actually admitted publicly that the better use of vaccines will mean our population will decrease. It's not going to save more people and make our population increase. That's pretty darn amazing. But run out and get that flu shot as soon as you can. There we went.
I know. I'm having problems with my mic.
Somebody is... mine's doing some weird stuff, too, because when you turn your mic on, mine gets real loud.
Oh, weird. Okay, because I can't... I actually cannot hear myself. Isn't that bizarre?
But, okay. Well, as you turn that up, mine's going up.
It's giving me the evil eye. All right, I'm just going to keep talking. You can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay. Welcome to the show, and I'll try to be fixing this while he's talking as well. We just have so much stuff today. There's just so much. There was an anti-Trump rally, not a pro-Biden rally.
Right.
Yeah, just an
anti-Trump
rally. And this anti-Trump rally, actually, nobody showed.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows he's losing. That's what the polls tell us.
I don't know anybody that's for him. I have yet to find out.
Look, there over the weekend, there was so much. I mean, even some of the liberal bought media is starting to say something's not right here. Because when they show, they showed one of the Biden rallies where he had the cars. I don't hear myself at all now, but anyway, when they show the cars honking horns all eight of the cars. I was surprised they even showed them. But how can he do that and have so few people show up to his rally, and at the same time we're being told he's 11 points in the lead?
It's just not.
No, and the president had one of his rallies had 40,000 people at it. So it's out of control.
I can't even. Here's the deal. They actually came out with an article saying they admitted, Biden's camp admitted they're not in the lead at all. So there you go.
So for those of you who are still reading the Deseret News, here's the headline. The flu vaccine can be hit or miss. Hit or miss. But healthcare providers say it's more important than ever to get a flu shot. Even though it's hit or miss, it's more important than ever.
In fact, Deseret News today is going insane over this. Oh, get the flu, get the flu, get the flu. You have to get the flu. You must get the flu. It has to be. I mean, it's almost obnoxious what they're doing. And I don't know for the life of me why they're so invested in this.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's just like Bill Gates said, the more of you that take vaccines, the more of you will die.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, let's reduce the population.
Yeah. We're getting overpopulated.
Yeah, that's how crazy it is. All right. So there's that. And then I also wanted to tackle this, too. So there's a huge article today. And the very, very big article talks about ICU. And I want to talk about that because I think there's some things that aren't that are being said that aren't true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
I can barely hear you. Your microphone isn't working at all. I can hear Uncle Milty just fine, but I can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
I'm listening over the internet, so I just want to let you guys know, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. We're having problems with the equipment right now. If she tries to turn her microphone up, mine gets extremely loud.
Right.
So
people on the air cannot hear me right now.
Right. They're having trouble getting to hear you.
And I can't hear myself.
So the article that Kate was just talking about in St. George News is the article entitled Dixie Regional ICU Passes Capacity and Immediately Activates Additional Beds. Well, you know, there was a long report on this a few months ago, earlier in the pandemic, where we talked about the number of beds Dixie ICU has. And they actually have, with their system set up, they can activate 89 ICU beds.
Right.
So the move that they've decided to do is activate their contingency plans.
Right. And so here's the deal. Can you hear me now? I can hear me now.
Yep.
Okay.
You're good.
So here, okay, and let me know if you guys can hear me too. So here's the deal. They actually reported back in June that they had 89 beds. Now they're saying they're at capacity with 32. Yet the article itself does not say it's because of corona. So it says that corona's rising and that they have these beds occupied. But they actually do not come out and say it's because of COVID. It's really weird, you guys. So back, Patrick Carroll, who keeps up this nonsense for IHC, comes out and says, we're at capacity. We're going to have to now have more beds or transfer people, even though they're taking people from out of state right now. They're taking people from Arizona, Mesquite, all over the place. Yet they're saying we're out of beds. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the lies just continue.
According to yesterday's report from the Southwest Utah Public Health Department, only 23 residents are currently hospitalized with COVID.
Right.
Now, that's not even ICU. That's just hospitalized.
Yeah, that just means that they either came in for a hospital stay, because here's the other problem. They're saying that everyone that comes in for the hospital stay stays in there for 30 days in the ICU. That's
not
a joke.
True.
That is not true at all. I'm just, you know what? I'm getting tired of the lying. And it seems to be done by IHC in spades. And I don't understand how you could have a career in medicine and not and just think that you're going to exploit the truth like this, and to use this as a forum to give half truths to people. I don't understand why people would do that. What's the motivation for that? Are they told to do this?
They have to be told to do it.
Yeah, because you can actually line up what he's saying. He's the medical director against what he just said in March and June, and nothing adds up. Nothing. So
worse than nothing.
Yeah.
Yesterday's report from Southwest Utah Public Health said there were 92 new cases.
Right.
Yet the number of deaths has stayed the same. The number of hospitalizations has stayed the same.
Right.
Everything's staying the same.
Yeah.
But they're claiming now 100 cases a day?
It's ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Yeah. And so like the inventor of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, said, and by the way, he died mysteriously over a year ago, right before all this happened. He said it cannot... It was never invented to diagnose. It was never invented to diagnose, because you can amplify any cell in the body the way you want to and then claim that there are more cells like it.
Yep.
That's the problem. Yeah. So IHC continues to lie. The three deaths are all long-term care facilities. The
Over
three
85.
Deaths in Utah. Yep. And one was younger, but they're all still long-term care. So... are you getting tired of this? Like every single time they report deaths, they report that it is the average age of 80?
Well,
in a long-term care facility? Come on.
Before we go any further, I just want to put in the caveat. I hope it's not my grandmother.
Gosh. Oh, you know what? I keep seeing all these signs, by order of the governor, by order of the governor.
Yeah.
If you have a sign outside your business that says by order of the governor, please take that. That's not even accurate. That's not even true. The governor can't order you to do something like this. They don't have the power to do that.
Legally, officially, what the sign is not supposed to say by order of the governor. It's supposed to say by order of His Majesty, Gary Herbert.
By edict and order. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And people are making up their own signs.
Oh,
and they're putting them into businesses right now, because Gary's mask mandate went back in to effect. And guess what? I went into a place today and it had a big old sign that said, you know, by order of the governor. And I went in and half the people were not wearing masks, and I was thrilled. Thank you. Thank you for not giving into this nonsense, for having a brain. And it was really nice to see. It was really nice to see that. People are totally ignoring him down here. I love it.
Well, this latest mandate caused that.
Yeah.
This one was like tough luck.
Man. Yeah, I know. Be right back, and we'll take your calls on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Hopefully you can hear us just fine now. And I'll tell you, I was in my hot tub last night and it was really nice. It was a beautiful night. What? 73 degrees. Gorgeous. No breeze. It was just nice, you know? And I was sitting there looking at all the lights and the sky and just I don't know. There's just something about being in there that just is very calming. And I thought, you know, we just have so much to fight for. I was looking around at what a beautiful community we have and just enjoying being in this hot tub. And I'll tell you something. I hope you have one. I hope you can get one. These are fantastic. The Bullfrog hot tub. It's made well. It has different heights for seating. It has so there's plenty for tall or short people. They have the jet packs in the back that provide the jets at just the right amount of pressure that you want, because you can control the amount of pressure. It's really, truly just a really well-made, incredible hot tub. I don't know why you wouldn't want one. They're amazing. So I know you do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool and make sure that you're getting one, because they have great financing options right now. They're a terrific company to work with. They're honest. They know what they're doing. 40 years of experience. This is the most well-made hot tub that I know of. In fact, it was just built to last. And you'll love it. You'll absolutely love me for this one. Get over to Tropical. Tell them we sent you. And it really is. It's saving me right now. It's like the calm in my life. Let me say this. I was remembering back to March. You guys remember back to March when IHC built, they said they had to have all those community partners chip in to build all the beds.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to build all these beds. And they said, well, at the very end of the article, it said, well, we know there's no cases here, but we're doing all of this. And we just know we're going to need it. And they sat empty and they sat empty. And they sat empty, okay? All their additional stuff that they put up all stayed empty. Then in June, they came out and said that they were even thinking about, well, the fact that they might have to send people to New York for treatment. Can you imagine such a ridiculous statement? But it came out of the medical director at IHC. And they keep telling everyone, oh my gosh, we're at capacity. They have 89 beds, and they say now 32 is at capacity. And they do not tell you that it's all COVID. They just insinuate that it's COVID. And the fact that anyone can be in there for any reason and also get tested for COVID, because COVID tests can show whatever they want it to show. Mm-hmm. So they can amplify that particular virus that's in all of our systems. And they can show that somebody has heart disease and COVID, cancer and COVID, whatever the case may be, and COVID. And they have an article today all talking about the fact that, oh my gosh, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are you kidding me? Are people really believing this?
Yep.
The article is very strategic in its wording, and it's very, I'm talking about when they're quoting, IHC is very strategic when they're quoting exactly what they're quoting. So, because what they're doing is they're kind of manipulating the wording to get you to think that everyone's dying of COVID and on a ventilator. So my biggest question is, why are they on a ventilator? So in March, they came out and said, in June, we have 79 ventilators. Why are they putting people on ventilators should be your biggest question right now. But let me play just 5 minutes of this. This is Dr. Richard Bartlett in Texas. This guy's amazing. And he came out and talked about budenocide. But listen to what he says about the CDC telling him just to put people on ventilators. There's no other anything you can do, just ventilator. And he thought that was really insane. You don't do that. Here you go. This is good.
This respiratory
60,000. I'm going to cut to the chase.
You're not watching the news. You're in the ER. You're seeing COVID patients come in. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
So my training is that I went to Texas Tech Health Science Center, and I actually got a degree in medical technology, my bachelor's. And in that training, we were taught virology, the study of viruses. My work has been in the emergency room as an emergency room doctor. Those are the front lines for taking care of COVID. We stabilize patients. Our goal is to take care of airway, breathing, circulation. Those are the ABCs. I'm an expert at stabilizing patients in their airway, breathing, circulation. And so when I was in the emergency room in March and I was waiting for my first COVID patient, wondering, what am I going to do if someone comes in here dying of COVID because there is no approved treatment? We haven't been even given an offering of something that we could give to patients. We were told, just try to keep them alive with a ventilator and 90% are going to die. That was not acceptable to me. If my patients were going to trust me with their life, I'm going to have to do better than that.
So 90% of the people put on ventilators die. Okay? And they were told to do a ventilator, nothing else. Here you go.
And so during that 48-hour shift, I'm praying between patients. I'm a Christian. I'm also a doctor who uses science. And a strategy came to me during that 48-hour shift of using some tools that I was already familiar with. I was looking for a stopgap measure to help me stabilize the patient. During the course of 28 years, you treat a lot of asthma. And asthma is an inflammatory disease of the lungs. And we were told from the beginning that COVID is a super inflammatory disease of the lungs. And so I connected the dots. I thought, you know, I should use this anti-inflammatory, readily available, safe medicine, budesonide. I was shocked at how good it worked. And I started seeing a pattern of some of the most difficult patients recovering. And that was against what I was seeing in the news and what I'm seeing in the numbers that are being presented, that we're having success as opposed to what's happening all around us.
So what I heard, doctor, on the news is the CDC sets the mandates and the protocols for you as a doctor of what you can and cannot prescribe.
And why is that, by the way?
That's the standard. We assume that the CDC has all the answers, and so we follow what the CDC recommends. The CDC should be the final answer on every disease. They're the Center for Disease Control, has tons of funding, lots of research, and so we assume that they know more about the diseases than we do.
Than anyone else.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. There's a problem.
Yeah, that's a really bad assumption.
There's a really big problem with that, don't you think? If they're saying put him on a ventilator, because he even goes on to say that's like third world. Like, you don't have anything else, so you do the most drastic measure, which can cause 90% of them to die. Why would you do that to somebody? And so, anyway, I thought that was very, very enlightening, interesting, and horrifying all at the same time, because of the fact that the CDC, like this doctor and many other doctors that were calling him and kind of following suit with what he was doing, were saying, why are they telling us this? As doctors, we have a problem. We have a problem with this. This isn't right. So I really loved that. And I really loved this as well. This you will absolutely love. Here we go.
Just dubbed the anti-lockdown coronavirus advisor.
So let me get...
had suicidal ideation during the month of June. I mean, this is so...
A political state.
So he gets
actually
down.
Agree very much with his strategy. Protect the vulnerable as much as he can.
So Scott Atlas was actually on Laura Ingraham. And what I thought was kind of amazing, I think people really ought to understand this, is that he basically said that history will show that public health, that Fauci will be held accountable. And this is the statement: history will record the faces of the public. This is Dr. Scott Atlas, who replaced Fauci as the White House coordinator for this. Okay. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus of the overwhelmingly majority of people do well in. They never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity. These people will be held accountable for what they did.
Well, that's good.
That was just like 5 days ago. Dr. Scott Atlas. Amazing statement coming from him. And you know, he was condemning the group. Yeah.
It was really funny the way that happened, though, because all of it, you know, there for a while, Fauci was on every day with the president giving a report
on
COVID.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Fauci disappeared.
Yeah. April 22nd, gone.
But Dr. Atlas didn't just replace him in the same way he was doing things. Like, Dr. Atlas didn't come on with the president every day to give the daily. They stopped doing that. And then gradually he became more and more outspoken.
Right. Oh, it's so true, you guys. It was condemning words for public health and our IHC. I don't trust the care if they're not even looking at what Dr. Richard Bartlett was as far as looking at budenocide, as far as looking at if I'm going to go in there and I get COVID, they put me on a ventilator automatically and I'm in there for 30 days in their ICU. There's a problem. There's a definite problem with care. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Did you hear about the New York nurse that she had been a nurse?
Oh, yes.
So many years.
Yes.
And she said, they're killing them here.
Yeah.
And she showed the machine that they put 8 different drugs into their bodies.
Yeah.
And then they're like in an induced coma.
Yeah.
And the fellows would come in and turn up the pressure too much. Well, the fellows are just learning. And that to me would be,
oh, it just makes me sick.
We made a mistake or whatever. She goes, nobody walked out of there except for the drug addict because he didn't go under with their 8 different medicines.
Jeez.
And so he pulled his own tubes out and walked out and said, thank you for saving me.
Oh,
she goes,
my.
That's the only person that walked out of that clinic.
Oh, my. Thank you.
And
she said,
she wondered if she even crying, she said, are they trying to kill these people?
Yep, I remember this.
I know.
We played
so
that.
It's insane. Maybe
thanks.
Bill Gates is getting his wish,
yeah.
And they're lowering the population.
Jeez, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. We played that tape. That was horrendous. It was horrendous. I'm grateful for Scott Atlas, though. I'm grateful that he's coming out and condemning this. He is obviously not a fan of Fauci.
No, but the media is calling him a quack.
Oh, yeah.
The
well,
mainstream
of course
media
they will.
Is actually really calling him a quack.
Yeah, they have to.
Fauci is still their hero.
Well, Fauci's putting himself up. And so this is kind of interesting. Fauci's team was saying he, isn't allowed to be on interviews and do interviews. That's not true. He's just on, he's on interviews all the time. In fact, he puts himself on the interviews. And I don't think people realize that. The White House has nothing to do with
no.
him. So they haven't for a long time. But he markets himself for all these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But I am worried about care. If they're putting people on these ventilators too quickly, I'm very worried about the kind of care being given by IHC. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They are fantastic. In fact, they fixed several of my cars, and they're a great auto body store. If you get in an accident, you actually get to choose your provider, and a lot of people don't realize that. But make sure that you are choosing your provider by choosing ABC, and even the local rental car companies will tell you they are rated so high because they get to hear from the customers, and they really are. In fact, they'll take care of everything for you. They'll even come to your home and do an assessment for you. And you don't even have to go there. They just make it really, really easy. ABC Auto Body Central in St. George. You'll love them. And they really are a fantastic company. I've known them for years, and they're just fantastic. What can I say? ABC Auto Body Central. Love them. Okay. So I just wanted to say again, I wonder what kind of care is going on. And I really do hope that we can get some answers on that. And if you know somebody or you want to whistleblow, if you know somebody with IHC, just let me know what's the protocol there. You know, what is the protocol and why are we in a position that we're putting people on ventilators still? I'm sorry, it's been 10 months. This is just nonsense. And I don't like what I'm hearing when I hear the reports that we have so many beds when I can pull up an article from June and tell you the exact opposite. I don't like that.
Yep.
Something's wrong with that. So a couple of things. They're saying that between Burgess and McAdams for the 4th Congressional District, Burgess Owens, who's been on the show multiple times, actually, he's a good guy, that it's a toss-up. I don't believe that. I believe that Burgess is higher in the polls than that. But anyway, and I hope so, because I hope we can get rid of the little socialist McAdams as one of the four. But you know what? The rest of them are just as environmental and socialist as your neighborhood liberal. Stuart and John up in Provo and let's see, where else? You know, they're all this way. They're all this way. So we really need to clean house when it comes to Congress, but we're not getting that memo. Also, a friend of mine actually moved to another state in August, never registered to vote in Utah, living in Utah, moved to another state, applied for tags for the car, right? And then was registered in that other state that they were in.
Motor
voter. And was never registered here, which was kind of strange. I actually think that there's some stuff going on there with the DMV and voting that needs to be really looked into. It just seems that this is just common practice now, and are you a little surprised? I mean, should it be tied into that? No. Is there a reason for it to be tied into the DMV?
To make it easier to get registered.
Oh, convenience.
To vote. Because it's very difficult, you know, to register to vote.
Yeah.
The last time I registered to vote, I think it took me all of 2.5 minutes.
But we have to make it easier by tying it into the DMV, where you can have some definite problems. I just wonder why, I guess, the need for that.
So, a friend of mine that lives in Boston sent me a picture of this. It's called Vote New York City Fast Pass Tag. And it has your name, address, and an ID number on it. So when you go to vote, that's all you have to show.
Wonderful.
So it went to his old address in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is he hasn't lived there for 10 years.
Yep.
But he could drive over from Boston into New York City and vote with that fast pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's just something so wrong with this. Okay. I don't know. I'm worried that we're not paying enough attention to that we're not understanding that enough. There are some things that don't have to be. It just doesn't have to work that way. And why don't we ever question?
I used to not think that the voter issue was a big deal. And I still wonder, because the Democrats tell us all the time there's no such thing as voter fraud.
Yeah. It's funny. Why aren't they concerned with that?
Yeah.
You just think that they would be.
You know, at the president's rally today, I forget where he was speaking, but he actually brought it up that all of the problems they're finding are with ballots for the president.
Yeah.
Not Biden.
Yeah. Something really wrong. Mm-hmm. Really, really wrong there.
That's just coincidence, and you know it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's that. There's something very, very wrong. I had wanted to play this clip for you of Scott Atlas, and so I think I'll do that. Here you go. This is Scott Atlas calling out COVID.
The prolonged lockdowns are a complete disaster. They're a complete disaster for missed health care. They're a complete disaster for average working families, and particularly for people who are working class and lower income people. People have been killed by people who want to have prolonged lockdowns. And when I say killed, I look at the data. And that means, for instance, this week it was shown 46% of the most common types of cancers were not diagnosed during the lockdown. Those cancers didn't disappear. They're there. People will present with much later, more widespread disease. Half of people who had chemotherapy appointments didn't show up. That's 650,000 Americans. Half of people who had immunizations for children didn't come in out of the fear instilled by our so-called public health experts. You know, you could go on and on, 40% of people with acute strokes. And this is sort of devastating. When you close schools, just schools alone, We had more than 200,000 cases of child abuse not reported during the 2 months of spring school closures. And now we're in a situation where one out of four young college-age Americans have contemplated killing themselves during the month of June. That's a CDC report.
And I'm telling you, this guy Peter Hotez on CNN today, he said, he's a vaccine developer, he said, get ready, I'm telling my own family, get ready for lockdowns this winter. That's what they're saying.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete, epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
Yeah, a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it qualifies there.
Yeah. You guys, that was from Scott Atlas, White House. Need I say more? Wow. And here we've been reporting on this since February, you and I, end of January. And it's been kind of amazing to watch the fallout. And now where we're at, they're publicly finally admitting. The White House is finally admitting that there's been some egregious sin going on with this. And why locally can we not get the memo? Why in our state can we not get the memo? What are we being saved from? That's my biggest question. If you think you're going to use the authority you don't have, and the force of the state to make everybody wear a mask, and to cancel weddings and cancel and make it so people can't go to funerals and events and games and all the stuff that we do, and think you're going to cancel the holidays and do all of these things, right? Which they don't have any authority to do, or unless you want to give them that authority. What are they saving us from if it's 99.8% that you're just fine? What are they saving us from? What is it? How can they explain it?
That's incorrect. It's 99.9%.
I mean, the WHO just came out, you're right, and said 0.02%. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Or point whatever it is. I'll have to look up the document again. It's either 0.01 or 0.02. So what are they saving you from? And that should be the question to the governors of all these states that are doing this like ours. What are you saving us from? We're not dying from this.
Not only that, but more and more people are starting to see what's really been happening. Did you see the mock funeral they had for Andrew Cuomo's leadership and integrity?
No.
Yeah, they had a casket filled with his book and a lot of documentation, and it was a funeral for the governor's leadership and integrity, which no longer exists.
Oh, my God.
It died. Mostly for the botched response with the nursing home deaths.
So here's my question. Are you just ignoring it like we are, like everyone else is? I hope so. I hope you ignore the signs. I hope you just walk into a business and don't go into a business like Harmon's that seeks to tell you exactly what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. I would hope that, I would hope you would ignore it. Ignore it because the other states that have mask mandates, like the state I just visited, Arkansas, there were people that were ignoring it. Nobody was doing much about it because they're tired of it. So that's really the only way to fight back is to not give him the power. And I know these mayors are salivating at the thought of getting favors or pleasing King Herbert. And I know that they are just wanting to jump in. What did Mayor Pike say again? He's not your guy. If you want him to look at stats and the numbers and the truth about what's going on, he's not your guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He said that to a listener. He's not your guy. Well, yeah.
Well, I already knew he wasn't my guy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
no big surprise.
I don't know
there.
Who says that as an elected official. I'm not your guy. If you want me to go look at some truth, I'm not your guy. I only go with the sold politics of what I'm told to do.
Well, most Democrats say that.
Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, I wish he'd come out and just call himself one. But, you know, the mayor salivating over that is not a is not good for you. And they want to please him. And it's all about who gets to be in favor of the governors, who gets to be in that spot, and who gets to go up the career ladder. So a lot of these guys that are reporting on this, you know, your congressman, your state senator, or your local, except for one or two that I can name, you know, my gosh, what are we doing? Also, write in two school board members, Larry Myers and Sadie Pulsifer. You have to write their name in. Write their name in. No on Becky Dunn. Just write a write-in. Write the name in. Please, please get two people in there that can help your children. Because the people in there are not helping your kids. They don't care. They just want to go along with the governor. So please, you need people that will stand up to the rest of the board. That's Larry Myers and that's Sadie Pulsifer. Write their names in. No on Becky Dunn. That's my advice.
Good advice.
Yeah. I know that's good advice, believe me, because I know these people and I know that they would do a heck of a job. Write them in. As far as the ballot goes, you know, we'll have a couple of the Iron County school board on Thursday. And usually people come to me to schedule, interviews. Their people usually come to me. So if you have a candidate you want to get on the show, they usually come to us. So we don't usually go out and seek candidates. Right. So make sure that you're letting people know that. And I get people thinking that they know how this all works on Facebook. And if we don't interview somebody, they go, oh, you know, she won't give them the time of day. No, that's actually not true. They usually come to us to schedule. So have them come to us and that's fine. And those that, that don't come on the show for years and years and years, well, now you know why. They don't want to be asked. There are some people that just don't want to be asked questions.
No, not at all.
Especially if they're an incumbent. The incumbents stay away. They don't want to be asked about their records. That's why.
There's been a lot of news about the blue can, too.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget
to opt out.
You got to opt out here pretty soon. They've already announced what the price increase is going to be if half the people opt out.
Yes. And by the way, they've really been committing fraud all this time because they've been sending it to the dump. Everybody knows that now, right?
And the latest article admits that it will still go to the dump just north of Las Vegas.
Yes. You're going to just pay more money to have it go to the dump. So, just wanted to throw that out there. But you'll feel really good about it. And that's the most important thing is your feelings. So if you want to feel good that you think you're sending the blue can to a recycling place, nobody's buying it. China's not buying it. No one's buying it, but you'll feel better, I guess.
Yep, that's
so
it.
You can pay to feel better. People do
virtue
it all the time.
Signaling.
People do it all the time. Be right back with Dr. Pesta. Don't go anywhere.